Virtual legislative visits. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
To meet virtually by Zoom with our representative and our state senator.
With the state capitol and legislative offices in Nashville still under COVID protocol, it's rather difficult to meet in person with lawmakers. But Farm Bureau leaders across the state have been doing the next best thing by meeting virtually to talk over the issues. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Steve Sutherland met with his constituents in Cock, Green, and Hamlin counties.
We're looking to make sure that the funding is there, and we know the importance of agriculture in the state of Tennessee. They're always putting the issues of the farmers first, and that's one of the things that we always want to hear from our farmers, to hear what their problem is.
Senator Sutherland is in his 19th year in the legislature, and he's looking to move legislation forward that the governor has proposed in his budget this year. One of those is broadband expansion, especially to rural areas, and adding more funding for the Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program.
One of the things we're trying to do is get some more Ag Enhancement grants into the budget for this coming year to make sure that it helps benefits the farmers out there.
Cannon County Farm Bureau President Mark Barker and a group of local farmers gathered at the local Farm Bureau office to virtually meet with their lawmakers.
We talked with Representative Clark Boyd about moving the state fair to Wilson County, where he's a representative of, and Cannon County also. And we also talked to him about the governor's proposed budget. Money in there for broadband for rural areas.
But besides the virtual visits, Barker and many other farmers are utilizing more emails and text messaging to make sure lawmakers understand the rural issues. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.